This is Caboolture's own radio station, 101.5 FM, and today is the 11th of the 11th, and it's Remembrance Day. And we are very fortunate to have with us here in the studio is Ian Anderson, the author of the book, The Graduate of Stalag Luft One. Ian, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mick, how are you? Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Hey, now listen, your book, The Graduate of Stalag Luft One, is a biography of your uncle, Jack Anderson, from his family beginnings to being a survivor of a German prisoner of war camp. And on reading the book, I could feel it was important to you that Jack's story be told. Why was it so important that the biography needed to be written in a book?
Well, it's funny because it didn't start out that way. My son rang me and asked me, had I been watching Marshals of the Air? And I said to him, well, it's another one of the American shows. They're great and they're not very factual, but they're close to the thing. But then I said, I'm putting together all my uncle's material for over the years, and it was going into my ancestry folder online. And I said to myself, when I started doing it, I went, it's more than that, it's a book. Because with the technology today, and no one can tell me more than you, that the things that you can pick up now so easily online, and I had the help of one of my relations in Tasmania, who is in the RAF in Tasmania. So he helped me with a lot of the sayings and the attributes of the RAAF. So that's how I decided to do the book.
Well, when you go through the book, you have so much information and so many records there that it's actually quite remarkable. And you also acknowledge the other people that assisted you with that. Did you find that, you know, seeking that information was difficult, or were you surprised at the ease and the willingness that people, you know, gave you everything that they had?
I think mainly, like with what I had and I had stored away, when I started getting it all, that's just what made me decide to do the book. I'm starting to find that, where am I going to keep all this and where am I going to put it all? And then with the information I got, I had a lot of help from people like where my uncle worked as in Simon McCartney. They helped me a lot because they had 300 years of their story. And he was a very small part of that. He started there as a child at 14, a law clerk at 14. Could you believe that? And so their historians work with me, which I thought was great. And it's funny, when you get on a roll, when you start inquiring about different things, it opens areas to different things again. So, yes, it's amazing the amount of work. And that all happened within 12 months.
Which was great. And it was fantastic to see that so many people were willing to do that, because it's a story that needed to be told. But what fascinated me in the book too was when you went through, I think there was 28 sorties is what they called them, but their flights over Germany and the bombing things. I guess what stood out to me was how many aircraft were involved and just how many aircraft were lost every time that they went on a raiding flight. Did that seem to take you back or bring it really to the forefront of just how heroic these people were that were doing these flights?
Well, but when you consider that these guys were aged between 18 and 24, and, you know, there's so many. There were thousands that gave up, you know, their life, their normal life, and took the sacrifice of doing this. But it was all an adventure to them to a degree, until they started getting out of the training camps and really finding out what it was like to be involved in the service. And, you know, it's an amazing journey from Australia through to Canada, through to Scotland, and then ended up at Binbrook, where the squadron was based.
And I think also, I know it's Remembrance Day today and that sort of Armistice Day, the ending of the Great War, but really Remembrance Day has grown, and it's where we remember all of our service people that have fought and died in all our conflicts. And I think this book also goes a long way to keeping that alive, that we just do not forget what our forefathers did for us.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because the book was foremost, I do signings, and I do it at the various RSL clubs and sporting clubs. And I found that when I started doing this, I was doing it to sell the book, and 460 was a major part of it. I joined 460 Squadron's Descendants like 2 years ago now, and just to find out more about it. And I just got involved with the people, and it's become a passion when I look at it. But it's turned around, because as I'm selling the book and doing the signings, people are coming up with their father's logbooks, and there's so many people out there that had relations in 460 Squadron. I mean, there was 125,000 in Bomber Command alone, 55,000 of them were killed. And, you know, so when you imagine, like, 460 Squadron was a very large contingent, and being Australian, something to be really proud of. But it's turned around where now I'm also trying to make a situation where people don't forget 460 Squadron, which actually ties in, as you said, with the rest of, with every other service. We've got to make the young children of today realise what these people died for.
No, you're exactly right. And whatever we can support in making that happen, we're certainly here for that. But Ian, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us that your book is out there, and if people want to know a little bit more around about the 460 Bomber Squadron, to get the graduate of Stalag Luft 1. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Mick. Thanks for your time.